Catholic family, but when I was born and when I was growing up, communism did not allow the practice of religion in Albania. I only remember my parents secretly telling me about the gospel and about the stories of Christ, but I believed everything that I was taught in school, that there is no God. And it was only 1991, when I was the first year at university, after the fall of communism, when the first missionaries were coming to Albania, that I went to a meeting to get a New Testament, because I thought I was a Christian, because I was born in a family that told me that I was a Christian. And it was during the first month of my studies in October 91, when I had long conversations with the missionaries. We were talking about, studying the Gospel of Mark, but of course we had questions about evolution and questions about why Albania was in the situation that it was, and why there was suffering and pain, and if there is a God, why don't we see his goodness? So it was through a month of Bible studies and long conversations that I found the answers to the deep questions that I had about the beginnings of everything, the origin of evil, and the solution to the problem of evil in the world. Yeah. And so I became a Christian through the Bible study with the missionaries in 91.
Yeah. And you were one of the first people to become a Christian after the fall of communism in your country, really?
Yes. The missionaries started coming in Albania in the summer of 91. Mm-hmm. And I became a Christian in the fall of 91, together with about 20 other students at Tirana University. Mm-hmm. And that was the first Christian student group in the history of our country, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Albania, it was for a long time under communism, under Enver Hoxha. And then he died, and it was still communist for about 5 years afterwards, and then communism fell. How are things in Albania now?
Things have changed very much from mm-hmm. the time of communism to now. So there's really nothing, almost nothing to find that you can compare the present situation with the communist times. However, people forget very quickly how bad things were in the past. So there is a situation where people do not really feel very hopeful, because this transition from totalitarian regime to a democratic system is taking too long for this process to be in place, to be functioning like some other countries have the rule of law and the economy and many other things. But there is total freedom of religion now in Albania, which is something we are most thankful for. People are free to believe and to express their faith. People can say anything. There's freedom of expression. And, of course, the economy is not doing very, very well. We have inherited a lot of problems from the communist centralized system. And the political process has not been doing very well either, because the morality and the values that are dominant in many other societies that have not suffered what we have suffered, those values are completely lacking in Albania. So it's a difficult time when we compare Albania with other developed countries. But if we compare present Albania with Albania 10 years ago, we've advanced very much, really.
Yeah, yeah. When you became a Christian, how easy was it to find a church to go to?
When I became a Christian, I was attending the student Bible study groups, and at the same time I was going to a place that the missionaries had rented to hold church services, and I was one of the very first people in the church, and so I grew up as a Christian at the same time as the church was growing. So there were places in Tirana in 91 where you could go to listen to the gospel and to be introduced to Christian worship, but the only Christians at that time were the foreign missionaries. And all of us had just become Christians, or were in the process of becoming Christians in 91. And there were also other places of worship that many Albanians flocked to in 91, like the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, and Muslim mosques. Albania is predominantly a Muslim country, but there is also Orthodox and Catholic believers. But most people really did not find what they were looking for in many of the places of worship that they went. They were very curious in the beginning, but then they started pursuing other things in life. Mm-hmm. And so if they didn't really establish this personal relationship with God from the beginning, then they soon stopped going to these places of worship.
Yeah. You don't go to the same church now as you did in the beginning. You started another church afterwards. And this is a church where you are one of the elders?
Yes. We don't go to the same church building, but it's the same church in terms of, you know, the people.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we rented a place. It's funny, it was the Puppets Theater, actually, that the missionaries rented to hold the church services. Mm. And then in 1997, we built a church building, and that's where our church meets now. Mm. And by 97, 2000, all the foreign missionaries moved away from Albania. Mm-hmm. And so our church is now led by Albanians, and I am one of the pastors. And we have a wider group of leaders. There are six of us who lead the church.
Yeah. Altin is the other elder in the church where Zef goes, and Altin and you together worked the project for translating the New Testament?
Yes. In the last 7 years, I was involved in this new translation of the New Testament in Albanian. Mm-hmm. The other translations we had were either quite old, mm-hmm. or they were done by foreigners. And so we saw the need for a new translation of the New Testament that is done by Albanians, mm-hmm. and that is a translation from Greek, from the original language. And so I was for 3 years studying New Testament Greek, and then for 4 years I worked together with two other translators. We worked on the first New Testament translation done by Albanians. And what's interesting about this translation, sponsored by the United Bible Societies, is that this is a translation that is agreed to by the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church and the Protestant community as well. So, mm-hmm. In a country that is predominantly Muslim, when we are accused very often of, you know, having too many words of God, we have introduced the New Testament that is received by all those who call themselves Christians.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is very nice.
Yeah. Your own church, how many members in your church now?
Okay, in Tirana we have about 120 members, mm-hmm. and we have over the years we have planted two other churches, mm-hmm. One in another town very close to Tirana, and that's now totally independent, and it has its own leadership, and they have about 80 people. And then we are still involved in the other church plant in a totally Muslim village. We started through sports and through the youth, and now we have about 25 people who are baptized in this village and who meet on Saturdays. It's not a really church service yet. It's a Bible study, but it's a big Bible study, and it's going to be a church hopefully soon.
Yeah. You started by going there and playing football?
Yes.
Tell them.
It was one of the only ways to actually contact the youth there, because if we went there and said we're a church, they would say we're Muslims. Even though saying I'm a Catholic or Orthodox or Muslim in Albania for the most part means nothing, it's just nominal. But anyway, we went with the youth to play football with the young people of the village, and when they found out we were Christians, they were actually saying, oh, Christians against Muslims. And then we said, no, we don't want that. So we mixed the teams. But it was through sports that we established good relationships and made friends with some of the young people in the village. And then, in particular, one man and his son became mm-hmm. Christians, mm-hmm. and they opened up their home for us to have Bible studies. And then his whole family in the village became Christians, and then the other people who were playing football with us started coming to the Bible studies. And but I started doing this since when I was a student, so this has been a long process. I've been working in this village for 10 years now, going there once a week. And we now have this group of about 25 believers, 13 of whom started as little children and now are university students.
Good. We'll talk this evening about your student work, but is there something in particular that you think you'd like us to pray about for the church in Tirana?
Okay, I'd ask that you pray, especially in particular. We have been in the last 7 months, we have been experiencing two opposite things. We've had 6 new babies born, mm-hmm. but we've also had about 4 church members that passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I would ask for prayer for the families that are rejoicing because of the new babies, mm-hmm. to pray for their health and for them to grow in the Lord as well. And on the other hand, to pray for those 4 families that suffer the death of their loved ones, to pray for God's comfort for them. Mm-hmm. That's what comes to mind now, actually.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. I should also say Zeph is married to Editha, and they have 2 daughters. One is 4, almost 5.
The oldest will be 5 in April, and the youngest is 2 and a half.
Yeah.